Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Parenting is a constant battle between your sanity, convenience, and the health of your children.
Yeah.
Because look, man, we all want our kids to eat really well. Mm-hmm. We all want them to limit screen time. We all want them to go out and get active. Mm. But there are just some nights where it's like, shut up. Get on your phone, eat this mac and cheese out of a box, and go up in your room.
Okay.
That being said.
So what's bad?
Well, this is going to be one of those what do I do as a parent moments. Because getting your kids to put their shoes on is the hardest thing you'll ever do. And these shoes revolutionize being a mom and dad. But it turns out they may not be great for your kid.
What is it?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a new study that has suggested that Crocs are destroying kids' feet.
Oh.
Okay, the lazy-ass shoe.
Is it because of the support?
Yes, a podiatrist.
No support.
They're very squishy.
A podiatrist who treats kids and teens says seeing issues in kids' feet and legs, heel and arch pain, hammer toes, blisters, because of them wearing Crocs on a daily basis.
That's a wide range of problems there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So, look, I'll say this as a parent, and any parent that's listening can back me up on this. Whether the kid's two or your kid's a teenager.
Yeah.
For some reason, kids in shoes are the most difficult thing of all time. Right, your little one doesn't want to put them on, but for some reason, Crocs they like. They're easy to slide on.
And they make them for kids. They got like cartoons on them.
And like even my 14-year-old now,
Like
she's got a, like the kids love the Crocs.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're easy, right? You throw them on, you go.
But they're also like trendy. Yeah.
But they're ugly as hell.
So they're doing like collaborations now with like different brands where these Crocs are becoming like $200 a piece.
Yeah.
I saw Scooby-Doo
like collectibles
ones the other day.
Almost. Yes. Right. Yeah.
But my daughter, my oldest daughter, will take 7 minutes to put her sneakers on.
Okay.
No exaggeration. She'll get them, sit down, untie one as slow as possible. Yeah. Untie the Crocs just go on and go.
Yeah.
So they're the greatest thing ever. I don't know if the risk of damaging my children's feet is worth getting rid of the Crocs.
Well, they don't wear them for everything, right? I mean, like, they no. Because it is weird that that's bad for your feet, because I thought they were kind of made for people who are always on their feet. You know, like nurses will wear them, people that work like where they're just running
and they're
around
not good
constantly.
For you.
Well, so maybe at that point.
Maybe once you're an adult.
Yeah,
okay.
Like your feet are your feet. Right. Like it is what it is.
But you don't have any like arch support or something?
I mean, there is no arch support in those things.
Yeah, they're just a flat shoe.
Straight up flat.
Which probably ain't good for you walking either, then. And they're not really designed. Like, I wonder what they originally, when they designed that shoe, what was their thought? Because it probably wasn't designed as a walking shoe.
I think it was.
I thought it was something like you're in at the pool or at the beach. You just threw them on real quick, like a flip-flop almost.
I thought they were designed to be a more comfortable clog and a hot. I thought they were for, like, hospital workers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I could be wrong. I mean, you see them all the time if you're in the hospital, which, I mean, soon for you, you'll get to see.
Where would you hear?
I mean, I can see. I can see your face and your body. I watch you trying to get out of a chair. You got a lot of Croc experience.
I spring out of this chair.
Yeah. Like, it takes you until spring to get out of the chair. I don't know, man. Like, I think the dirtiest secret of parenting is there are some things you know that are not good for your kid that you just let happen.
But you pick your battles.
Yeah,
right?
It makes your life easier. And it's not even picking your battles like I don't want my kid to fight. I just want my life to be easier.
Yeah. One last thing you had to check off.
And if this study is true, this might be.
But, bro, I mean, like you said, they're so popular right now. Like, my little grandson has them.
Uh-oh.
And he's in them all the time.
Is your wife listening? Because you know she's going to make that phone call.
Oh, she may. She may. But he's little. He's
probably walking anywhere. Like the most. But I guess if this study is right, that's like the most, like that when you're developing, that's the most dangerous time to wear them.
He's learning to walk, man. He's not going to have any arches. Flat foot mule is what they'll call him. 252-WCMF. Again, a new study that was put out earlier this week. It says that Crocs are destroying kids' feet. It's giving them heel and arch pain, hammer toes, blisters, no arch support, no support. And it's affecting things all the way up the kids' legs. But it's
like your knees and your hips and everything?
This is what they're seeing.
Like how you walk in them?
Scott writes you when we were talking about what they were made for. I forgot, too. They're huge in the restaurant industry.
Okay, any place where you're hustling on your feet.
But again, I thought
you had to wear like those non-slip shoes.
Do they make non-slip Crocs?
They probably do.
Maybe.
Crocs aren't very slippery in the first place.
I've never put a pair on, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, I meant the actual crocodile.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Leanne writes us on Instagram. McDonald's just came out with a line of Crocs. As a nurse, I used to wear Crocs for about a year until I got back and hip pain. They are comfy for a while, but definitely not for long-term and long-term use.
Well, crippling America, in ugly-ass shoes.
This doesn't just count for parents, like talking about this stuff with the Crocs. Like, there's also a time in every young adult's life.
Yeah.
As you transition from, like, 25 to 35.
Yeah.
Where you come to the painful realization that you have to wear comfortable shoes.
Comfort over style.
But they make shoes now so goddamn comfortable. Even the ones you think aren't comfortable are like slippers.
No, but here's the thing. The comfortable shoes.
They're always just slightly different.
They're the dumbest looking. Like if you have
they're usually ugly.
Like they try to make them trendy, but you're like, there's just something off about that shoe.
So there are two styles of shoe. Kimmy, what's the Hoka and what's the Q one? What's that one called?
Where it looks like OnCloud?
OnCloud, yes. You familiar with these?
Advertise on TV, right? They're like sandals almost.
No. The Hokas are the ones with the big thick soles.
Those things are ugly.
Big in the running community.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen that.
And then the Clouds, whatever they are.
On Clouds. I think they're called.
You're right. Yeah. They were the ones that have like the zigzag on the bottom.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
If you wear those, that's like the official white flag of I'm done trying to look cool.
All right. But they make dress shoes now and shoes that are super comfortable.
Do they make them?
Yes.
I tried them. They're not comfortable.
You haven't tried them?
I have. They're not comfortable. It's still a dress shoe.
Yeah, but they make some now that are like, they're not like those hard old.
They almost look like sneakers. They're like a hybrid of sneaker and dress shoe.
You know where you see them a lot? Is on NFL pregame shows when those guys are all in suits.
You know those guys are in comfy shoes.
But they're in comfy shoes that almost look like a dress shoe, but they're not.
Okay.
Because they have a white sole.
Look, I understand that
white sole, dressy top. Look. It's almost like the mullet of shoes.
My husband has a pair that look like that.
Does his back still hurt when he wears them?
I don't know if he's tested them out yet. I mean, he bought them somewhat recently, so I don't know how much testing has been done.
Like, I got boots on today that are like slippers, I swear to God.
Bro, you're not heavy, so your feet don't hurt no matter what.
No, but I feel pain.
You don't know
like any man.
You don't know what it's like to be a larger, heavier man.
A doofus. A large-footed doofus.
I'm going through this today, actually.
What do you got on Rod Laver's reject shoes?
These are called Nike Kill Shots.
Are uncomfortable?
Because they're flat. There's no arch in them at all.
Oh.
Right? But I love these shoes.
But you got to get some support in your foot.
No, I understand. So I have two pair of sneakers, one made by Adidas and one made by Nike, that they're really comfortable and give me support, right? And they're cool enough. But like, I can't wear them with like jeans and not look like a dad. So like, I put these on today wanting to look cool.
Yeah, that really, I was thrown off when I walked in
here. The Kill Shots are cool, man.
Kill shot. I never heard that.
These were from you back in the day. Ah, crap. I was trying to show them on the camera. Ow!
I'm impressed you did that.
I'm not old, man. I am cool. Ow! Lift my leg and have a heart attack.
I mean, doing a stretch like that in skinny jeans. That was a bold move.
Stretchy. Well, they're stretchy. Everything has to be stretchy in my life for me to be comfortable.
Stretchy, squishy.
Yes. All right. So you now, as a parent, have the information.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want with it.
Right.
Just please don't judge me when you see my kids in Crocs, because it just makes life so much easier.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.